When are we going to watch Gundam Wing since it's all officially on YouTube now? Man, I'm going to be honest. Shonen from my childhood is very cringe if you rewatch it as an adult. We just don't watch that, okay? You know what? Is this a hot take? Oh, wait. How old are you again?
29 now.
I feel like... Oh, man. This might be a super hot take. No, maybe. I feel like I might have missed out a bit. When I grew up, the, capital T, capital H, capital E, the shonen was DBZ. I feel like Naruto might have been better.
I missed Naruto too. I didn't watch him.
Because I had DBZ.
That was DBZ, yep.
And it feels like the Sasuke guy is maybe like a better Vegeta, and Naruto is like kind of a Goku. I don't know any of these characters. I just see clips or whatever. Like
I've never watched any of it.
It might be better than DBZ. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think DBZ is that good.
It's like a superhero movie, like for Shonen Slop. But no, that's true, actually. Even for Shonen Slop, I don't think DBZ was necessarily that good. I think you just grew up with it. Do you have any... Dude, it was so traumatizing watching... You watch TV, right? That sounds weird to say.
Yeah.
Like, some of you guys are young. You're not going to know this, okay? Television, we didn't have DVRs or anything, okay? And you didn't really know what was coming next on the TV because, like, the internet just wasn't really a thing. You didn't know anything, okay? It was just like, we had to go sometimes to Channel 7? Oh my God, hold on.
Oh yeah, to go see, like, the whole scrolling list, right?
To wait and see the scroll. I think this is the same channel that had school closures, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had to wait for this shit to see when... Yep. Well, I wonder what's going to be on Channel 51 in Nebraska was Cartoon Network. Oh my God, this shit.
And if you're up late at night, you see which one is like showing the softcore porn.
Jesus. But the way the anime worked was, I don't know if they were cut off precisely at seasons, but there would always be an episode where once the anime caught up to a certain episode, then the next episode it would rewind like 30 episodes. So as soon as you got to that episode, you all like crowded around the TV, okay, and you were so nervous and excited for when DBZ would come on or whatever anime you're watching because you didn't know if it was actually finally going to advance the season, show the next episode, or if it was going to rewind again 30 episodes. You're like, fuck. Was Toonami after your time? No, Toonami started up during my time. I was the Toonami child.
With the robot?
Yeah, Tom, I think was his name, yeah. And then the worst was when sometimes they would reshuffle the anime blocks for Toonami, and the anime started at like fucking, it was like 3 o'clock. So if you had after school curriculars, extracurriculars, or if your school got out at like 3:30 and they reshuffled it, sometimes your anime would just be during school and then you were fucked. It was over.
Okay.
You would just never, ever, 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 ever get to watch that anime until they reshuffled it, hopefully in the future. Right as Goku.
That means the West Coasters must have been really fucked.
Shit.
Considering three for you.
No, because I think it would actually show at different times for them. Like it would be the quote unquote same time, but it would be 3 hours earlier or later, whatever, because it would be in their time zone. Would it be or would it not be?
I don't think that's how TV worked.
Wait, yeah, true. Why would I say that? That can't be how TV worked. It would have to show at the same time for everybody, right? Oh, no, it would be the same time. Yeah, because it would say like 9, it would say like 9 EST, 8 CST or whatever. The Namek saga. All of the, DBZ was a pretty shit anime, to be honest. Never mind. It was pretty bad. But we grew up with it. We had to love it, you know? Rewatch it. DBZ is actually good. No, I think DBZ
is actually not.
There's a lot of filler in that anime. Wait, they aired the California stuff 3-hour delay. I had the channel on our satellite.
No fucking way.
No, it must have aired at the same time. But that can't be, though, because then what? You would air some anime at like 7 p.m. for some people? No, it must have been at different times. Like in the physical world, it was at different times.
I don't think it's how it works for anything else, though.
Well, not for like live stuff, maybe like games, right? Oh my God. Definitely. Are you caught up on the pit? Games.
Not caught up yet, no.
Did you?
We've been watching Survivor.
Are you one episode behind or two episodes behind?
We're like on episode 3.
Oh, season. Wait, you're watching Survivor?
Season 2. Yep.
The reality TV show?
We try to watch it every fucking time it comes out.
They had the most unrealistic scene in the pit. The last episode, or was the one before that? That one kid is supposed to be from Nebraska, and he talks about going to a Storm Chasers game. Nobody watches minor league baseball in Nebraska. That was the most unrealistic thing. I remember, I feel like I was like 9 years old when we had, they were called the Royals, the Omaha Royals. I remember because the closest I ever came to killing myself in real life was going to a baseball game with my grandpa. And it was the most boring experience ever. Back then, guys, you had the raw dog life. There were no iPods. There were Game Boy sucked. There was no cell phones. You were just locked in. Wherever the fuck you went, that's where you were. And it was painful. Oh my God, it was so boring. Yeah, and then they renamed
the... probably better.
What do you mean better?
They were better for it.
Maybe for you. That can be your burden to bear. Going to dance recitals, motherfucker, 4-hour dance recitals with my sister twice a year. I don't know how I survived. I almost had a PTSD response.
Do you remember
response.
Going to church? Yeah, I don't know how I survived that. That shit's crazy.
Especially for Catholics, because we have to kneel and stand and everything so much.
That was a whole fucking day thing, too. Your Sundays are cooked thing. If you go to church.
I felt so bad for... I had my first, like... Generally, I'm, like, in touch with the kids, because I... Just kidding. Stop! I remember what it's like to be a kid and everything. Yeah. I'm trying to blow up Nathan too much, whatever. We had to talk to Nathan about... Because sometimes he skips his class. It's probably the first time I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, why are you... Don't do this. Just go to school. And he's like, and you know, like teenagers, they get like very moody and they're like, ah, and mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you crying? What are you upset about right now? He's like, nothing. And I'm like, you're clearly upset. Why can't you just tell me what you're upset about? Why do you have to be autistic like I am? I'm not upset. I'm like, okay, well, can't you just like go to your class? Why do you have to skip this? Why would you fuck your whole life up right now for no reason? Like, your computer, internet will be there afterwards. You don't understand. And I'm like,
brother, I understand.
I'm like, I do understand. I had a PTSD response when I dropped you off for preschool or kindergarten the first time. I was like, damn, this motherfucker's about to be in school for 20 years.
Rip.
Holy shit, that
luck,
sucks.
Dude.
But why would you, don't fuck your life up. Go to class, motherfucker. We're going to boot camp. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah.
But how do you even skip a class? Like, I never really skipped class. I mean, unless you're just skipping the whole day.
I went to private high school. And in private high school, when you're late to your first class, you get a fucking detention. These public high schools, these kids are doing some wild shit. Wild shit. I don't know.
Like, I've left early, I guess, but that was with, like, I don't know. If I'm sick or whatever. I don't know. It was a whole thing. You'd have to get, like, your parents' approval to leave early. And if you didn't come in too often, they'd call you fucking tardy and then threaten to call the cops or something. I don't know.
Did I ever tell you? I think I told a story on stream before. When me and, it was the kid who stole my PSP. His name was Stosh. Stanislosh? Stanislosh? Is that a real name? We called him Stosh. For me and him, I can't believe this is a real thing. I don't know how I did so much retarded shit as a kid. Me and him drove to, it was Marion, because that was our sister, all girls school. I called the dean to impersonate his girlfriend's dad so that we could pick her up early from school. So that we could goof off and go hang out.
Impersonated the dad?
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck, because I must have sounded like a fucking kid on the phone. But I remember we did this whole ass thing. I remember somebody walked her out and Stosh was hiding in my backseat of my 95 shitty ass yellow Dodge Neon. And then they saw me there and they were like, hey, we're releasing her to whatever. And I was like, oh, this is my sister. I'm her brother. I don't know how the fuck I got away with that. They just didn't give a fuck. Jesus. I think that and the pillow car thing were probably the dumbest things I did as a kid. If Nathan did that, I would definitely murder him or ground him. Be careful. Watch DBZ Abridged instead of the anime, better use your time. The shit that used to go on YouTube or whatever. The pillow car story. I had my Dodge Neon was just fucked in so many different ways. Like, there were just so many things fucked with this car. And at some point, it got to the point to where what I would have to do is I would park the car up on a hill because the battery, it must have been, what do you call it? Like a hot fuse or an open fuse or something was leaking electricity somewhere. Something was on all the time that shouldn't have been, that was never turning off. And the battery would always die overnight. So what I would have to do is I have to park the car on the top of a hill. And I think you can, I don't know, can you still do this with manuals? But what you do is you would push the clutch in and then you'd put it in first and then you would unpop the e-brake and then the car would start to roll. And if it was rolling fast enough, you can let go of the clutch and then the rolling, it'll start the car when the gear catches and you just have to make sure you gas it so it doesn't die. And this is how I would have to start my Dodge Neon for a while. And then at some point, what happened? My transmission like broke. I think I tried to switch it into a gear and it just didn't switch. No. That was a different thing. No, this is the time I tried to start it. For some reason, I couldn't rolling start it. I don't know what broke on it, but I couldn't rolling start it, but it was fucked. But tow trucks were $75, okay? Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit or the money for that bullshit. And I needed to get my car to an Amco station off of, I want to say it was like north, it would have been east of, it would have been around 25th and Fort Crook Road. And I was coming from 25th and Capehart. If I had to guess, maybe a 5 mile drive. And I had the, so I had the genius idea. This is just so unbelievably retarded, but I had the ingenious idea to, I had a friend, Alex Malini. He's the guy that plays piano and the saxophone fucking Ocarina of Time thing that we recorded in that church. We pushed my car out into the middle of the parking lot outside of Targaryen senior residences is where I live with my grandma and the old people, whatever place. So my car is in the parking lot and then his car is behind me. And then I called him on my, I don't even know what fucking phone I had. And then he picked up, we duct tape pillows to the front of his, off of his bumpers. And then he pushed my car. So I would drive in the front. And he would gently push my car with his SUV about 5 miles to the whatever the fuck. I don't remember what car shop we took it to. But this has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my entire life. Yeah, I remember the craziest part of it was the left. It was like a left turn intersection. I think it was, man, it's a big intersection. There used to be a huge Walmart there. It's like something off of Fort Crook. Can I look this intersection? 25th and Fort Crook Road, Bellevue? I think is a city, right? Bro, I'm not going to be able to fucking find this shit anymore. What the fuck? Wait, what is this? This is not... This is not Nebraska. Where is Highway 370? Cornhusker was north or south? Wait, where am I? Hold on. I will find this. No, I will find this. Did they rename this? Strategic Air Command Memorial Highway. Wow. This whole place, this is so crazy. I would like, oh my God. We would just like sit on, this is all grass. None of this existed like 25 years ago. All of this area was just grass. Damn, I don't know if these existed either. I think this is called Shadow Lake now or something. Oh yeah, Shadow Lake Town Center, yeah. This whole area is not developed. Okay, hold on, where were we? South Ridge Apartments. Did they rename these? I think they were called Targaryen Senior Residences, which is kind of weird given Game of Thrones, but everything looks so flat. It's the Midwest, dog. Anyway, there was a huge, the scariest part of this drive was the big intersection. It was a big intersection on Fort Crook. I have it in my mind. I feel like it's directly south of the I-80 exit. Huge intersection at Fort Crook. I wanted to make it and he didn't want to go, but I felt like it would be too hard to make like a left turn on like from a red or whatever. I don't know why. There's a reason why I had this, why we had to go. And I remember he pushed me through, but he stopped at the stop where the light was, and I sailed through this fucking intersection completely on my own. No power steering, no nothing. And then I just fucking, my car just floated through until he managed to catch back up. Every time a cop would come, there was only one, but like we would have to say, okay, back up or slow down, so that my car would be like ahead of his, so it didn't look like he was pushing me. That was some shit. Fuck that car. Fuck that piece of shit car. I'm just kidding. I love my Dodge Neon. No, it's not I-80. It's I-29, I think. I think you get off on I-29 and there's an exit onto, I think, fuck, I wish I could remember what it was. If I was driving there, I could find it. It's just not, I've never looked at it on a map before. Whatever. Did you ever do vandalism? I don't think so. The worst type of that type of stuff I did, I think I mentioned this. I think we were like 6 years old and we would all run outside in our apartment complex and we would like call the 911 and then all run away from the phone and do that over and over again, like dipshits. I mean, people on the road know when you're doing some stupid shit like that, probably safer than usual. Yeah, maybe. I don't think anybody gives a fuck. People just do their thing, you know? Talk about your instrument story. Where somebody broke into my car and they stole my car stereo and my shitty saxophone. I would go to UNO, but I had so many parking tickets. I was afraid that they were going to boot my car. So instead of going to the actual parking lot, I don't know if all colleges are like this, if colleges just troll the fuck out of their students by never having enough parking, but you could park at, it was Crossroads Mall off of 72nd and Dodge. And there was a shuttle that ran back and forth. And I guess the final ensemble of the day, was it jazz? It might've been jazz. Got out later. It's at 3 or 4 o'clock or something. And when I got back to the mall, my car had been broken into and they stole my shitty sax and my stereo. And then when I put in an insurance claim for the sax, when they asked you, what was the sax? What was it worth? And I was like, can I just put anything here? And I just put like a, I don't know, some Yamaha $5,000 something. They just cut me a check for it. And I thought, I'm fucking rich. And then I bought my Reference 54, the thing behind me, based. Oh God, I remember not finding parking and missing class. How could you not find parking? The whole street is parking. If you've got your hazard lights, you just park on the side, throw them on, and run into class. The park anywhere lights. Yeah, that's what your hazards are for, bro. The craziest thing I saw in Omaha, a random car on fire in the middle of the road with not a single person around at like 9 a.m. That's pretty weird. I think the weirdest thing I've ever seen on the streets before, one of the times I was visiting and hanging out with V, we were walking to a theater to watch a movie. I think I told the story before. We were walking to a theater to watch a movie, and then there was, it looked like a lady had hit a guy on a bike, on a motorcycle, or it might have been a car accident, like a fender bender car accident. And these two people were arguing over whether she needed to go to an ATM to get money to give this guy. And it was a smaller intersection. They weren't blocking everything, but it was like a kind of a block. And I remember we watched the movie and then we went walking back to her apartment like 2 hours later and they were still there having the exact same argument. And I wasn't sure if it was like performance art or something. I was so confused. Where did the Tinder date stop sign crash happen? That was so awkward. That was right outside my house off of Hillsdale. That intersection was right here. This is my old house. Oh my God! Oh, look who lives there now. Science is real. Black lives matter. No human is illegal. Love is love. Women's rights are human rights. And something is everything. Wait, what does that say? Oh, kindness, everything. Okay, good job. Whoever these people are, good job. We have seen this before. Listen, well, hopefully it's updated and they still live there. Oh, it says June 2022. Is that big concrete flat surface next to the house parking? Yeah, there's like a hall here that people can run out for shit. This is where the deaf people all knocked on my door once. And I thought I was getting invaded by zombies. Because apparently when I put my e-brake on my GTI, I guess I didn't put it on enough or something because my car had rolled from this parking spot into like a car right here. And so they all came knocking at my door and it was like 12 people at my door were like, and I was like, and I just woken up because they knocked on my door. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What's the story about the old woman getting signatures for some stop sign or something? Well, I don't want to show my current house on map, but basically there's an intersection near my house that is an annoying stoplight that was going to be replaced with a stop sign, which is based. But then some old lady was going around the neighborhood with a petition to save the stoplight for children's lives or some bullshit. And then they saved it. Yeah. Adjusting the e-brake is easy as hell too. Your car should always be in first. I don't know why. I guess back then I just didn't do it, but you should always just have your car in first when you park. What year was your GTI? I think 2007. Volkswagen GTI. I think it was in 2007, yeah. First gear or reverse if you're on a downslope. What? Just put it in first. Or any gear. Why put it in first? First has the highest amount of inertia? Something like that? That sounds right. Owning a car when you were poor is probably one of the most stressful things ever. It's almost better to just ride a bike. I don't yearn for those days back. I mean, if you can, I guess, but how do I make this thing go top down again? Why? I don't need to be fucking playing The Sims. I don't need the slanted view. What the fuck? There's no way I could ride a bike to work. Because I was commuting from, it was 42nd and Hillsdale here, and then I'd have to go east on I-80 into Iowa, and then where's the casino? Right after you go to Iowa, right? Hold on. Is this 29? Did I have to go down 29 to go to the casino? Oh, Sapros. Oh, this is where I would sleep when I was homeless for a month. Sometimes you'd wake up and there'd be the truckers fucking staring at you from their big ass fucking cabins. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. So the casino has to be near here, right? Is it in here? Is it in this block of things? Am I losing? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, it's right here. The horseshoe. Are you homeless? I was just between places because I broke up with my ex and then I was starting to date Rachel, but she lived with her parents. One of the times I snuck over at her house, her dad got home early and he got a shotgun. And he said he would kill me if he ever found me there again. So we had to get an apartment. And I don't want to go back to my ex's apartment. Fuck that. Well, technically our apartment, I guess. But and then we found a new place on, I think off of 108th and Maple. But they weren't ready for moving for a month. So just hung out in my car. Practice. Played my saxophone in my car. Sometimes I would shower at Kyle's. I think it was the Sap Bros. You could go in and take a shower. And then I would work. Go to class. Dumbest driving mistake you've made. Probably I've hit two signs in my life. One time, I guess I should have said something earlier on this. But we were kids. So it was dumb. My girlfriend in high school, Catherine, would do this stupid thing. I don't know if she thought it was cute, but if she really wanted me to like go somewhere or take a turn, she would like reach over and like pull the wheel. And I would get like kind of irritated. I probably should have said like, you need to stop this shit. But something happened. I don't remember if she pulled the wheel. She just said, oh, we need to go right here, whatever. We were driving somewhere. And I definitely, there was no way we were turning right in time. And then I think I ate a stop sign. I think it was like 17 or something. And then the closest I've ever come to dying was definitely, I think most of you know this story, but I had rented a 911 Carrera to do my drive through New Zealand on the South Island. And we were driving to it would have been the Milford Sound. What a fun, beautiful drive with an amazing, beautiful car. My God. Whenever you see those stupid car commercials where the roads are like, woo, 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 like you need a performance car, but this is like these roads. And this is just a stunningly fucking beautiful country. And there's like nobody there. Nobody lives in this place. Like in America, when you find beautiful places, there's like a billion people that live there. But here, there's just nobody. I remember driving there and back. And then afterwards, we rented, because I only had this Carrera, I think, for 2 or 3 days, because it was like $800 a day for this rental or whatever. And then I think the next day I had a Mustang, and I went to take a turn. I was still in Carrera mode, I guess, and I slid off the road, and I just like stopped there for like 20 seconds, because like we were definitely like on the edge of a mountain. I was like, I could have just died. We could have just died. What a horrible, horrible time. But I got super spoiled driving that Carrera. Oh my God. Have you ever was so tired that you didn't defrost windshield and drove like you're a tank in the winter? Oh, actually, fuck those two moments. The most dangerous, stupid shit that I've ever done driving, 100%, is one is driving tired. Whoo, leaving the casino and driving tired, not good. But the second was, pretend you're inside your car. Who's ever driven? And then this is the snow. And then you either get out your snow scraper or a credit card and you give it, and you do the legendary visor. And then you drive tank mode. This is easily the most retarded shit. Oh, man. Woo! You scrape it off because who the fuck is going to sit out there in negative 20? And the problem, too, was there were days when it was so cold. I feel like this is not possible. Or maybe it would just take hours. But there were days where it was so cold that I don't think my engine would warm up on idle. Like, if I turned my car on and I left it sit there for 15, 20 minutes, it wouldn't get warm. Like, the temperature gauge on the engine would still stay at, like, it hadn't moved because the needle, it needs to be a certain temperature before it starts going up. And if it doesn't get hot enough, your defrosters won't work because I think it takes the warm air from the engine, I think. Or my dad told me that a long time ago and I believed it. And I've never looked it up since. But yeah, the engine would never get warm enough for the defrosters to work. So please don't talk about temperatures. You think a PC can heat a room? Nice. Good troll. Also, the side windows are completely covered in ice, so you can't check for cars at the intersections. Oh, you check out your tank visor. You just like look left and right. And then you pull out very, very slowly and you pray every time. You're like, no way would somebody hit me knowing that I'm pulling out so slowly, right? You ever do this and then the inside of your windshield starts steaming up? Yeah, I think I'm going to be honest. I think if I ever, I should have spent some time studying probably it would have taken all of 10 minutes. I do not know how steam and defrosting and all that shit works. The physics of that always eluded me. The days where you would fight with this, and then depending on how much it worked, or what if I had done class and work that day and I was so tired, I was like, oh, fuck it, dude. Jesus, take me. I'm not going to fuck with this. I don't know why my shit is fucking steaming up. I got my windows down. I got my defrosters up. I got the air recycler turned off. I've got all the buttons. I don't know why the fuck this shit is fucking steaming. I don't know what phenomenon in the natural universe can explain why the fuck. And it's like, and it'll be some shit where it's like you turn your shit on and it's like steamed up here, and then it starts like unfogging it down here, and then as the unfogging reaches up, it starts to refog it down here, and I'm like, take me, I'm ready to die. I can't fuck with this right now. I just want to die. Fuck me. Kill me. How'd you feel about driving in England? You mentioned some tiny roads. And yeah. Oh, driving through Wales is crazy. First of all, I drove from, because if I go to places and I have time, I like to drive because I feel like driving, one, I enjoy driving, and then it's just, I feel like I get to know the people. I drove from Cardiff. I always want to call this Cardiff. Look, it pops up. Hay on Rye. First of all, not to say anything about the bongers. I mentioned this before. This is a very, very, very beautiful country. Holy shit. I was like, I thought, because I've usually when I go to England, I'm just going to London over and over again, where it's kind of gloomy and it's raining all the time. Oh my God. This is like lush. Beautiful greens and just cute. Everything is adorable. The little houses and the cars and everything else. But the roads, I'm driving on this like single lane road and I feel like my car barely fucking fits. And then the grass is like taller than my car, so you can't see anything. And then there are cars coming from the other direction and it's not actually a single lane road. It's a two lane road. And it's not like the rest of Europe. When I'm in the cities in Germany, even, no offense, Germans, and especially through Sweden, these motherfuckers are like 40, 50 kilometers an hour everywhere. It's the slowest traffic in your life. Not in fucking Wales. These guys are hauling ass down these roads. I feel like I'm about to die every time a car passes me. And then also like my shifter is on the left and I've got to keep my car more to the right than I'm used to because my driver thing is on the right. And I'm like, what an adventure. Oh my God. What did you think of Oregon? I feel like the whole Pacific Northwest, I've always said this is super beautiful. All of this area, Seattle. I guess I haven't been out in Oregon more, but in Washington I have. I'm behind in VOD, but Goku is one of the greatest protagonists ever. He was a complicated character. He was both an absent father and a universe-saving hero. I don't think Goku was complicated. I think the writers just changed their mind all the time about what they wanted him to be. Sometimes they want him to care about his family, and then sometimes they want him to just be like a guy who is obsessed with just being the best warrior, and then other times he's like genuinely emotionally driven, and they go between these things without any air of consistency. I think the main idea for him was he just needed to be like a person who wanted to be the best fighter ever, and that's all he cares about. But then there are times where it's like, fuck, we need to have like an emotional hook to this plot, so let's kill Krillin. And it's like, okay. Despite the roads, UK drivers are still safer than US drivers, I guess. Zoom in on East Hastings. I've walked through East Hastings a few times. Those are my zombie brothers. I feel like somehow Vancouver shuffled all their homeless people into... No, Vancouver in general has, there are homeless people. It's not as bad as LA or San Francisco or Seattle. I still firmly maintain, nothing has changed my opinion on this, that these people on the East Coast, when they talk about homelessness, I've just never seen homelessness like San Francisco, LA, and then Seattle. But San Francisco and LA is just another world. I don't know why, too. We should watch something on this sometime. Do people really just go there because the weather's nicer or something? It is just insane. Every single overpass, so many homeless people. It's crazy. It's crazy. You don't make eye contact with them either in the Pacific Northwest. I feel like that shouldn't matter. I don't think I've ever had a bad interaction with a homeless person before. Just sometimes they scream at you. On that same walk when me and V saw the crazy, whatever that performance art was on the street, I remember there was some guy that was screaming at us when we were close to her apartment. Something about us being married and the guy, but like homeless people just scream at you sometimes. And I don't know. They're just, well, I mean, it's probably because they're fucking crazy. they're like literally they have like mental illness untreated going on.